This report shows that we have reached the highest number of people displaced by conflict ever, 59.5 million, and 16% more than last year, and 60% more than a decade ago, which means that this is a situation that is getting out of control. The world became a mess. And if people think that humanitarians can clean up the mess, they are wrong. We no longer have the capacity to pick up the pieces. More and more people are suffering, and more and more of the people that are suffering have no chance to get protection or support because we no longer have the resources to do so.
60 million people forcibly displaced. What accounts for the situation having got this bad?
I think we are witnessing a multiplication of conflicts. There are no clear power relations, and when there are no clear power relations, impunity and unpredictability became the name of the game. The international community seems not to have capacity to prevent conflicts and to timely solve them. Some of them get totally out of control. If you look at Syria and Iraq, now we have 15 million people displaced in and from the two countries. And so it's absolutely essential that those that have an influence in the parties to each conflict, because they provide money or weapons or they have interest in the region, for those that have an influence to come together to understand that their differences, their contradictions now matter very little, and it is absolutely essential to put an end to this nonsense.
Let me go into that. Every year the numbers seem to rise, but now they're rising much faster than in the past. Why is that happening?
If you look at 2010, there were 10.9 thousand people displaced by conflict per day. In 2011, 14,000. 2012, 23,000. 2013, 32,000. Last year, 42,500. Things really are getting out of control simply because this world seems to be a world at war.
Is it not, though, the UN's responsibility to be taking action on this?
There are different dimensions in the UN. Of course, the political dimension means Security Council decisions, and the Security Council capacity to prevent and to end conflicts has been very limited because of the contradictions that we all know exist. On the other hand, the humanitarian agencies like ours are now struggling because the increase in resources we have is far from being enough to be able to respond to such a staggering escalation of the crisis we face and of the suffering of the people we are confronted with.
Would you say we're in a entirely new level of displacement today, or is this a gradual evolution from what we've seen in the past?
I think that when an escalation becomes so staggering, there is not only a quantitative change, the world becomes different, a much more dangerous world with much more dramatic humanitarian consequences.